And on the other side of the country, a local legislator wants to head off a painful dialogue over racially offensive place names. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report and a warning: there is language in the story that listeners could find offensive.
Florida State Senator Stephen Geller says there are some words that just shouldn't be used by civilized people. So when he learned the name of a local landmark in his South Florida district, he was shocked.
There was a Reuters press release that had a reference to, I believe it was, 157 place names in the country that were still racially offensive. And one of the examples that was used, I think they only listed one or two, was a bridge in Hendry County, Florida, called, quote, Nigger Jim Hammock Bridge, unquote.
Geller was aghast, and he set out to discover why the name was allowed.
What my investigation showed me was that in the 60s, by federal law, they passed a bill changing the place names, but it didn't actually work.
The racially offensive names had been erased from the federal records and databases, but local venues named places at will. Slurs were modified in following decades, Geller says, so places such as Negro Head Beach and Negro Town Knoll weren't quite as offensive, but those modifications didn't satisfy him.
Just the phrase Negro Town isn't much better, everybody knew what that really meant.
So after consultation with the state's Black Caucus, which wished him luck, Geller introduced Senate Bill 444 to remove Florida place names that make prejudicial reference to ethnicities, nationalities, or religions. Geller says the requirements would be relatively straightforward.
All local governments would have to do a survey. The state, the county, and the cities would all have to do surveys of the land and property under their control, do a review of these names, and if there were a problem, change them and then report at the end of the year to the Secretary of State with the list of any names that they had changed and any names that they had identified as being racially offensive.
The bill was passed and signed into law by Governor Jeb Bush and went into effect last week. And Florida isn't the only state struggling with this issue. Roger Payne is executive secretary of the U.S. Board of Geographical Names, part of the U.S. Geological Survey, which officially maps the United States. Payne says in 1963 the board decided any pejorative references to black Americans were inappropriate and unacceptable.
And so the board made a universal decision to change all pejorative forms to Negro and on the various maps and other documents of the federal government.
Those changes occurred gradually as maps and documents were updated or revised. Payne says derogatory place names referring to people of Japanese ancestry were also changed over time. And, says Payne, there's one other word that has received several requests for name changes.
The board has determined that the word squaw, when used in geographical names, is offensive and unacceptable to many individuals and many groups.
So the U.S. Geological Board has encouraged localities struggling with this issue to change those names, if so desired, and forward changes to the federal government. Renaming places is almost always a delicate and politically charged issue. Back in Florida, Stephen Geller says no one has written to thank him for dragging his state into the politically correct 21st century.
What response have I gotten from my black constituents? None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. But that's okay. They vote to reelect me. I guess that's the thank you that shows that they do follow what I'm doing.
For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.